The reason why I like multifamily is because it's not a luxury need, it's a necessity. It's everyone needs a place to live, no matter what environment, no matter what time. And it's easy for people to wrap their heads around, less specialized knowledge.
Welcome to Surgeon Syndicate. If you're paying attention, you know that you only make money when you work. It might be great money, but it's dependent on you. The information on this podcast will help you solve that. We interview experts and provide analysis into financial freedom through commercial real estate. Why? To help physicians like you thrive. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to Surgeon Syndicate. This is your host, Dr. Michael McManus, and we are back here today with Dr. Vikram Raya, and I'm so excited to have Vikram here. And let's jump back in, and we're talking about fear and fear of making mistakes.
So I want to talk about something about scary and fear. So someone asked me, hey, Vic, if you lost everything, what would you do? And I get that question often. And I really thought about it for a couple of days. And I was like, because I retired from traditional cardiology. I declared that at age 40. So actually at 2018, I was able to retire from the hospital. And then I ran my private practice concierge functional clinic for a while. And then now I've made it more of a teleclinic. But if I had to do it over again, if I lost everything, I lost all my real estate holdings, I lost all my income, I was back to zero, I would quickly get my cardiology certification back. You know, I'm still licensed in all the states, but I would just get up to date with my boards and all that. I would do locums or telemedicine cardiology. The reason is highest income, most amount of flexibility. And then I would choose one asset class that no one ever talks about, and I would quickly, rapidly accumulate a ton of assets in that asset class with all the excess income, because I'd live very bare bones and all the excess income I'd have, I'd invest in this asset class. And the secret asset class that I think is small multifamily. I don't want to be doing the large syndications. That's quite complex and does require a team and overhead. And then the small stuff, as we talked about, it just doesn't lead to anything of significance if you really want to create a machine and a system and a team and generational wealth. So there's zero competition or very limited competition in these like 10, 15, 20, 30 unit properties. You're able to take them down pretty quickly. You don't need that much money to take them down. You can partner with people and do it, and they can start generating a ton of income. And then the second thing I would do is within 3 years of owning them, I would 1031 exchange it into a bigger one. So the 30 unit would become a 60 unit and so on. And so I think I can recreate all my income in 5 years with these two strategies, cardiology, locums or telemedicine with the small multifamily strategy.
What I love about that is because when you were asking me my journey is I did a lot of the figuring out myself and kind of did a little bit of this and then went over here and then eventually started spending a little money to learn. I took Peter Kim's course, yes, the Passive Investor MD. And that moved me along a little bit. And then I was stuck again. And then I hired a coach. And so it feels like it's been a very slow process. And we were talking earlier, and I don't want this to sound like a pitch, but because I think it's such a great opportunity, what you're talking about in your new program, because it really streamlines that process for somebody who goes, okay, how can I do this now? Instead of looking back in 3 years and going, okay, I own a duplex and that's all I've accomplished. So tell us a little bit more about your program and how this can help streamline the process if somebody wants to be an active investor.
Absolutely. And people can work with us in many different ways. We help the three main buckets of where we help people is just because this is the need right now in the community is people have a medical practice and they want to scale it beyond one location, or they want to scale the practice to multiple seven figures, or they want to eventually wrap everything up to and sell to private equity. So we've been helping a lot of physicians do that. Number two, we help a lot of physicians become coach, consultants, media personalities, and they launch a product or a service of some sort that helps people in different niches. And the third thing we help people do is obviously the real estate thing, which is, I think Mike and I are on the same page here. Last 5,000 years, the most powerful wealth creation vehicle on the planet, right? Bitcoin wasn't around during the 2000 BC, but there was real estate. So we know it's going to be around for a long time too. And the government obviously incentivizes you to buy real estate. And that's why the tax codes are in such a favor. And so it makes sense to consider doing this. And the question is, what flavor? So look, there's so many different ways you can do real estate: self-storage, single family homes, student housing, industrial, RV parks, mobile home parks, you name it, there's so many ways. The reason why I like multifamily is because It's not a luxury need. It's a necessity. It's everyone needs a place to live, no matter what environment, no matter what time. And it's easy for people to wrap their heads around less specialized knowledge. I think you have to have a little bit of sophistication to go after some of the other ones. So then it's all about, hey, how do I do it? So I've made $1 million mistakes. I made $300,000 mistakes. I made $50,000 mistakes. I'll tell you a funny story, Mike. I was looking for my first outside investor one time, and I had no clue where to find them. And I was embarrassed to tell people I was a real estate investor as a physician because it was considered looked down upon. And so what I did was I Googled Accredited Investor database, and I found this website, and they said, oh, if you wire $1,500 via Western Union to this thing, we'll give you this exclusive list of investors and they're going to fund your deals. I'm like, oh, okay, $1,500, that's pretty cheap, sure. And I got this list of investors, and it was like Mr. Green, Mr. White, Mr. Green. I'm like, they're very weird names. I called them, and the people actually picked up. So I don't know if it was actors or what, but anyway, you can tell what happened to my money. So I didn't get my deal funded. So I've done some stupid things. So the goal is, how do I remove the stupidity? You're going to do your own stupid things. My goal is don't do my stupid things. And I've done a lot. So that should at least take at least 80% of the stupid things off the plate, right? So that's the goal. And so we're helping physicians right now. And it doesn't have to be a physician, any kind of medical professional, but really, hey, realize you need to free more time on your calendar because you're working inefficiently as a medical professional. Number two, with that free time, we're going to teach you a 7-figure skill set. Even if you end up just doing one property with our strategy, that can change your whole financial future, right? It will increase probably, it will add at least high 6 to potentially a 7-figure net worth to you. And it will probably start building an extra stream of income, whether it's $25, $50, $100,000 a year, that's going to start coming in without you having to be actively involved. And so we'll show you how to become tax efficient, right? And that's another thing. A lot of times you're going to earn reps, or either that or all, if you're earning income outside in a passive way in other streams, then this passive losses that you're going to get can obviously offset that. So that's what we're showing people how to do. It's called MB Tycoon, and love for people to, if they're interested, to reach out to me and we can get them going.
And it's great that you've got this program, because it's that first step can be the hardest thing. And then once you get going and you realize it, and even along the way, it can get scary every time you step up, and knowing you have the people around you with the expertise and the experience to kind of run these things through and go, is this a good deal? You don't have to decide on your own, is a great resource.
And Mike, you're saying, hey, you know, people are fearful, they're scared, they're wondering what's going on. They're wondering what the first step is. They're wondering what people will think of them. Over time, as you start living long enough, and I would say this is probably when you start getting to your 40s and 50s, you stop caring as much about what people think, because you realize you don't have that much time left and you got to start living your life. So that's number one. Number two is, I used to listen to a lot of podcasts and I used to read a lot of things, but I found that some of the biggest lessons I've learned is going a little deeper with books. And I read a book called The Art of the Impossible, and this is by Stephen Kotler. And he talks about the ROI on books. And so I want to bring books back to the forefront, because I'm a big podcast junkie. I love all these other things. I love YouTube videos. I love Instagram. But there's something about a book. A man spends 10 to 15 years compiling his best knowledge in 300, 400, 500 page book. That is some of the most valuable information I've ever learned. And these books, like, I have a book literally for every person who has a specific type of problem, because I know this book will change their life. Like, for example, if any of your listeners have a concern about scarcity mindset, about not having enough money in the world, about not living, like feeling like there's not enough, there's a really good book I like called The Secrets of a Millionaire's Mind by T. Harv Eker, E-C-K-E-R. And oh my God, just listening to reading it, it just changes your barometer and your thermostat on what's possible for you. And you realize a lot of your money beliefs came from your mom, your dad, your cousins, your attendings, or whatever. And we've never questioned them. We've never challenged them.
We'll get back to our show in a minute. But first, I want to offer you an opportunity to accelerate your learning. My life changed, and my ability to start becoming work optional changed when I gained the people and the knowledge to start investing in commercial real estate. One of the key people there was Ash Patel, and joining his Invest Beyond Multifamily Mastermind. With that, I had the people and the knowledge. Well, that mastermind is no longer open, but for a fraction of the price, Ash has now made a course. And this is probably the most valuable set of information, a quickest way to move along your learning curve. So if you are interested in actively investing in commercial real estate and retail and industrial and office, I would recommend this course to you. We're going to include a pre-sale link both in the show notes. It'll also be on the surgeonsyndicate.com website. And in your checkout, we'll save you another 1%. I know it's not a lot, but every little bit helps if you use the discount code MIKE1487. So take that step now and move your future forward. If you're not interested in investing actively, give us a call here at Fortress Capital and let's talk about what your goals are as a passive investor. But it's time to stop listening, start acting, and let's move your future forward. I've never been a great reader, how I got through medical school, but I love my Audible subscription. Oh, yeah. It just rolls through. And because of the amount of time, whenever I'm in the car, it's on. It just turns on.
Traffic and it University.
It starts to put different conversations in your head than you're having otherwise with people around you.
Yes. And just because you're surrounded by negative people doesn't mean you always have to have negative voices in your head. And so it's intention, attention, I would say. So be intentional about who you listen to, who you're around, who you become. You know, all of that is very important. And so I consistently try to ask people who are smarter than me, wealthier than me, better dads than me, or more fit than me, what they're doing, because that's the advice I value versus the people around me who are telling me something, but they've never done it before.
Before we finish up here, because we're getting close to the end, because we talked about something before we started the show that I'd love to get back to, just because we talked about a lot about there's fear right now, because if people read the news about commercial real estate, there's mostly bad news out there. And what we were talking about now is a little bit of comparison of today in multifamily versus looking back to 2009, 2010 in the residential market. How do you see where we're at right now and what's been going on?
So where we are right now, so prior to the pandemic, things were just slowly, slowly humming along and prices were increasing and it was sort of more of a bullish market. The pandemic shut everything down. It was pretty crazy. The government overcompensated in injecting several trillion dollars into the environment and into the financial environment. What that does was it spurned, there's too much cash, not enough properties or not enough assets or not enough anything. And so everyone was going after everything because of all the cash injection. And so that spurned inflation. It also increased price values everywhere. And then the ratcheting of interest rates over the last year and a half in such a fast way. It's almost like you want to intermittent fast, great. You slowly, gradually get into it, or you want to start dieting, you do it gradually, but you don't go from eating like a buffet and picking out a Golden Corral to like then going and eating like just three pieces of spinach a day. And that's exactly what happened to our interest rate environment. And so there's an inverse correlate relationship between interest rates and property values. So the more the interest rates go up, less people can bring to the table because they have less leverage. And they're going to have to pay less for the properties. And so properties have dropped in value. And so now we're at the point where I think we're at the end of the tightening phase. And the question is, how fast are we there going to start loosening the monetary policy? And so what you have is before the big boys come in, and when I mean the big boys, I mean institutions, I mean REITs, I mean pension funds and then endowments coming in, swooping in and buying large pieces of real estate or many homes at a time or whole subdivisions, there's about a 6 to 8 month window for people to get really these amazing deals. We haven't seen these deals in a while. For example, there's three deals we're looking at right now that are really exciting. There's a deal in Atlanta that we're taking over at a 6.25 cap or something crazy for, like, this is like a 1999 newer deal. So the higher the cap rate, the more of a discount you're getting. And so normally cap rates are 4s and 5s. So when you see 6s, you're like getting really excited. And so this is great. So that's in Atlanta. There's one in Austin that we're getting, also similar, really good deal. So what we're seeing is there's opportunity here. And the main question people need to ask is, do I want to be active or passive? And so if you want to be active, then you need to start learning the knowledge and the methodology of real estate and then choose an asset class and get a mentor or get a book or get some training and start doing that and start small and scale up. We all started with one unit and then got bigger. And then the second thing is, do you want to be passive, which is fine too. And I'm active and passive. I mean, I invest in my own deals, but I also invest in other people's deals, right? Like, hope Mike's going to add me to his email list so I can take a look at his projects too. So that's important. So if you want to be passive, this is a great way where you can be an active investor, but still be passively involved in the deal. So I want you to learn, read the opportunities that come across your way. There's something called an investment deck that a lot of investors send out, and that will explain what's going on in the deal. It'll explain the returns. It'll explain the business plan. And you learn, you start learning all this, and it increases your IQ in business. And then you want to put in some money, whatever you feel comfortable, whatever it's $25,000, $50,000, $100,000, whatever you feel comfortable, and test drive that investment. And then communicate with the sponsor and learn. And this is also how you diversify, because most people who are listening probably have most of their money in a Charles Schwab or Fidelity account, and they're probably either in index funds or some mutual fund somewhere. So this is how you start creating alternative streams of income. You get education and you sort of start de-risking yourself, because if the market crashes, sometimes the real estate market doesn't crash. And so you're able to have that non-correlation.
And we've already seen some of the pain in the real estate market. So versus when everybody's really excited about it, maybe we're not at the bottom. We never know, but it's not a bad place to get started right now when all the news looks bad.
So my company, Viking Capital, some of the numbers have updated. So we would have about $800 million of real estate. We have investors all over the country, and we try to find these value add deals that are at discounts, and we infuse capital and improve them and get them to the next level. And we try to find emerging markets. These are markets where a lot of people are moving to. There's a lot of growth and demand, and really take advantage of that opportunity and try to get our investors a strong return. So we've been hitting about a 24% average annual return for our investors over the last 9 exits we've had.
That's awesome. Well, as we're wrapping up here, any last words of advice to our listeners?
Yes. Figure out your ikigai. Figure out what the next 90 days looks like. Figure out what the next couple of years look like for you. Start getting educated in things outside of medicine, because I want you to be a super well-rounded doctor, and then have an expansive identity. Realize you're going to be a super mom. You're going to be potentially an investor. You're going to be a phenomenal physician. You're going to be an athlete perhaps, and you're going to be in great shape, and you really want it all. And I call it the 5 freedoms. So it's financial freedom, time freedom, having free time, being able to have geographic freedom, perhaps being able to work from anywhere or travel anywhere in the world, mindset freedom, being resilient no matter what happens in medicine, what happens in the economy, you're able to withstand anything and have that positive mindset. And the final thing is really that health and vitality, and really having the energy to be able to live that best life of yours. So those are the 5 freedoms that I would love for all your listeners.
Awesome. And so if somebody wants to hear more about any of this, you can get a hold of Vikram or get into his circle, MD Tycoon, Limitless MD, Viking Capital.
The best way is just go to my website, vikramraya.com, and there's connections to all of this there.
Awesome. And all your social media channels. Yep. So thank you so much for being here. Everybody listening, thank you for lending us your time. And I hope this has been a value for you. Join us again next time on Surgeon Syndicate. We'll get back to our show in a minute, but first I want to offer you an opportunity to accelerate your learning. My life changed, and my ability to start becoming work optional changed when I gained the people and the knowledge to start investing in commercial real estate. One of the key people there was Ash Patel, and joining his Invest Beyond Multifamily Mastermind. With that, I had the people and the knowledge. Well, that mastermind is no longer open, but for a fraction of the price, Ash has now made a course. And this is probably the most valuable set of information and quickest way to move along your learning curve. So if you are interested in actively investing in commercial real estate, in retail, in industrial, in office, I would recommend this course to you. We're going to include a pre-sale link both in the show notes. It'll also be on the surgeonsyndicate.com website. And in your checkout, we'll save you another 1%. I know it's not a lot, but every little bit helps if you use the discount code MIKE1487. So take that step now and move your future forward. If you're not interested in investing actively, give us a call here at Fortress Capital and let's talk about what your goals are as a passive investor. But it's time to stop listening, start acting, and let's move your future forward. This has been an episode of Surgeon Syndicate. If you found value in this episode, know other surgeons are hungry to become job optional. You can help them by sharing this content today. I also want to serve you better, so I want to offer you two things. Number one, I'll be able to give you the content in an even better way if you can take a moment and leave an honest review of the show explaining what you like and what you don't. Number two, if you are a surgeon and serious about this, you don't want to do this on your own because you don't want to make mistakes with your money. I'd be happy to help. Schedule a call. We can make a plan. Looking forward to having you with me on the next episode.